morning.
Morning, Ireland. It's going to be such a warm day today. Have you brought loads of sun cream with you?
Oh my goodness. I forgot. Oh, we were in such a rush to get here. Oh, my mum is going to kill me. So I always get burnt.
She burns to get crisp.
Always.
Never worry, I've got plenty. I'm going to put some in my super soaker. Are you ready?
Yeah. Captain Crispy, will you behave?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Now say hello to the Islanders at home.
Well, hello, Islanders. I hope you at home have got your sun cream ready for this very warm day, but most importantly, I hope you're ready to learn more about God today.
Oh, we are.
Yes, and I think we should start with our island song.
Yes!
We love the island song. Let's go.
Our God is a great big God. Our God is a great big God. Our God is a great big God, and he holds us in his hand.
So, tell me, Matthew and Sarah, where are you off to today?
Did I get my magnifying glass on?
We've been to Chameleon Cave. We've done Octopus Inlet. We've done the Great White Gulf. It was scary. But today is...
this one.
Jellyfish Lagoon.
Ah, I know that one well. Do you want to follow me again?
Let's go.
Let's go.
This looks strangely familiar, Captain
Crispy. Yeah, baby. Here we go.
Clue could be today. On Monday. On Monday, we had the number one, which reminded us there was only one true God. On Tuesday, we had the three omni words, which reminded us God is all knowing, God is everywhere, and God is all powerful.
And then day three, we had, of course, the crown, which reminded us that God is ruler and king and he will reign forever.
Open the treasure chest.
Oh, I'm so...
What's it gonna be?
Oh, it's a heart.
I love.
I do love a good love story.
God is 100% love, and I am so excited to see what we might learn today over in the lighthouse with Catherine.
Yes, but before we go there, Mr. Anders, here and at home, prayer drill.
P-R-A-Y.
Lord, we thank you for what we've already learnt at Mystery Island this week, that you are the one true God and that you know everything, that you are everywhere and that you are powerful. And Lord, that you are ruler and king over all. Lord, we pray that you'll help us today as we learn more about the love that you have for us. Amen.
Hello, Islanders, and welcome to the lighthouse. Now, today we are going to try and see if we can learn more about the mystery clue that Matthew and Sarah, the heart that they have found over at Jellyfish Lagoon. Now, you're maybe thinking, what has a heart got to do with God? Well, actually, a heart has got lots to do with God. Let's hear what the Bible says. It says in 1 John 4, verses 7 and 8, "Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God." You see, boys and girls, not only is God loving, God is love. And all love comes from God. Isn't it amazing to think that the God that created the universe loves you and loves me? And not only that, he wants to have a relationship with us so that we can know him and one day we can get to go to heaven. You know, the God that we've been learning about, who is almighty, who is great, he's a ruler and he's holy. Boys and girls, he loves you and he loves me and he wants us to be his children. And maybe you're thinking, you know, I would like to be a child of God, but how can I be a child of God? How can I get to heaven? Well, maybe you think, if I'm a good boy or a good girl, will that be enough to get me to heaven? If I do kind things and I'm helpful, is that enough? Boys and girls, the Bible tells us that that is not enough. And we today are going to try and track down to find out how we can get to heaven. So we're going to look at some clues. And the clues are who, what, and where. So let's start with who. Let's look at the suspects. Now, the first two people here, can you guess who they are? They were people who lived a long time ago. They were the first people who ever lived, and they lived in a beautiful garden. That's right, it's Adam and Eve. Now look at the second person here in the box. Looks like a pirate. Have we met any pirates in Mystery Island? What about Captain Crispy? He's a pirate, isn't he? And then this third man. Well, we learned about him on Tuesday. God told him to go one way and he went the other way and ended up right in the belly of a big fish. That's right, it's Jonah. And in last man here, we talked about him yesterday. He was a prophet, so he wasn't. He had an amazing vision of God. His name began with I. Can you guess it? Yes, it's Isaiah, wasn't it? So there's another box here, but we'll come back to that one later. So we've looked at who, now let's look at what. What wrong deeds did these people do against God? Remember, the Bible tells us in Genesis that Adam and Eve ate of a tree that God told them not to. They disobeyed God by eating from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Captain Crispy. Now, before he found God, he used to scare people and steal their things. So he's done wrong stuff. Jonah, he disobeyed God by trying to run the other way, away from God. And Isaiah, after he had the great vision, he said something that sounds a bit strange. He says, "I am a man of unclean lips." Now, we can work out from that Isaiah must have sinned with his lips. And maybe he said things that he shouldn't. So again, there's another box, but we'll come back to that. So we've thought who, what, now. Where were these people when they did the wrong acts against God? Well, Adam and Eve, they were in the Garden of Eden. Captain Crispy, we might need to check with him later, but I'm guessing it was in boats out at sea. Jonah, well, Jonah, remember, he was right in the belly of a big fish. And Isaiah, he was in the temple when he had his great vision. From all these clues, we're trying to work out the answer to a big question. How do we get to heaven? From all our suspects, we can see that they've all done things against God. Because Adam and Eve, they took from the tree that God told them not to. So they disobeyed God. And when we disobey God, that's called sin. Anything that disobeys God is called sin. Captain Crispy, well, he stole stuff. And the Bible tells us in Exodus, thou shalt not steal. So, Captain Crispy, he looks like he's guilty too. Then Jonah, well, he disobeyed God because he tried to go the different direction than God told him to. And then Isaiah, did he sin? Well, you see, he said he had unclean lips. So when we say things that aren't pleasing to God, then that is sin. Maybe things like telling a lie, maybe saying something unkind, something that could hurt our friends. Those are all different kinds of sin. So we can see all our suspects are guilty. But the Bible tells us something else, boys and girls. The Bible tells us, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Now that means every one of us has sinned. That includes me and you, boys and girls. And I'm going to put my picture here in the box that says who, and you can imagine your picture there as well. Because we have all sinned, so we have, and our sin separates us from God. It causes a problem because you see, God is a holy God and he cannot allow even one sin into heaven. And maybe you thought, well, you know what? I haven't stole anything. But maybe you've said something unkind to someone. Maybe you've told a lie. Or maybe you've been like me. When I was a little girl, I didn't always do what my parents told me to do. Sometimes, if my parents had told me to do something, I would have been a bit like Jonah and I would have did the opposite. You see, boys and girls, that's sinning. And sinning causes a huge problem for us. But thankfully, the story doesn't end there, because we're going to talk about some pictures now. In this green picture, we can see Adam and Eve. And this reminds us that right at the beginning of time, when Adam and Eve sinned, sin came into the world. And then we can see from the black picture that black reminds us of sin. When Adam and Eve ate from the tree they were told not to, that was sin. But we have all sinned as well, and we are all guilty. Our sin separates us from God, and it causes a real problem for us. But the good news is that God had a rescue plan for us. He left heaven to come to earth as a little baby. And when he was here on earth, he was known as Jesus. You see, Jesus is God, God the Son. Now, this is a mystery, but it's amazing because it's a way that we can know him personally and how we can be saved from our sins. As Jesus grew up, he never sinned even once. He's the only person that has ever lived that has never sinned. Everyone else who has lived has sinned, including you and me. And you know, at the end of Jesus' life, then something happened, because wicked men put Jesus to death on the cross. And you know, that was a very painful and cruel death. And the red of this picture reminds us of the blood that Jesus shed when he died on the cross. And he shed his blood willingly to take the punishment, so that if we were to ask him, we don't need to be punished for our sin. And you know what? The story doesn't end with Jesus dying, because that'd be a sad ending. Because after 3 days, then Jesus rose from the dead again, so he did. And a little while later, he went to be back in heaven. And the Bible tells us that he is in heaven today, preparing a place for us, and that one day he will come back to take his children to be with him in heaven. But boys and girls, listen carefully. Don't just assume that you are a child of God, because you are only a child of God if you have trusted in Jesus as your Saviour. And maybe you're thinking to yourself, you know what? I would like to be a child of God. How can I be a child of God? Well, you need to pray. And I'm going to tell you some letters that would help you to pray. The first letter here is A, and A stands for admit. Boys and girls, you need to first of all admit that you are a sinner, that you've done wrong things against God, and you need to be sorry for the wrong things that you've done. You need to want to turn away from your sin and turn towards God. After that, there's the letter B. You need to believe. You need to believe that Jesus is God, God the Son, and that he came from heaven to earth. He grew up, lived a perfect life, and he died on the cross to shed his blood to take the punishment for your sin so that you don't have to take that punishment. If you believe that, boys and girls, do you believe that? I pray that you do. And then the last two letters are FR. They stand for forever receive. Once, boys and girls, you admit that you are a sinner and you want to turn away from your sin and you believe that Jesus died for you and that he rose again from the dead, then you can become a child of God. And if you pray and talk to him about this, then you will forever receive him into your life. And do you know that will then make you ready for heaven? But more than that, God will be with you every day of your life. Boys and girls, we have discovered something really great today. We have solved the mystery of how we get to heaven. We now know that the only way to get to heaven is by trusting Jesus as our Saviour. Boys and girls, I am going to pray that you, and we will all be praying, that you will think about this today. You'll think really hard about it and you will make the decision to trust Jesus as Saviour. Boys and girls, don't delay. You do that today.
Wow, God loves us so much that he sent Jesus to die on the cross for us, to forgive us for our sins.
And it's been so amazing to learn that the only way, isn't that right? The only
way
that we can get to heaven is by trusting in Jesus and asking for forgiveness from our sins.
And that is the only way to get to heaven.
And that reminds me of another song. One way God said to get to heaven. Do you think we could all join in and sing at home?
Yeah. Yes. Let's sing.
We want to hear you, Islanders.
Going to learn another part of the memory first. And guess what? This is the last part of the memory first. So after today, we'll have learned all of Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 and 6.
Yes, yesterday we learned, trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him. Isn't it amazing that we have a great God that will direct and guide us?
It's amazing, especially as he is the one God. He is everywhere. He is all-knowing. He is all-powerful. He is present. He is the loving ruler who is king forever, and his ways are perfect.
That is so true. But the bit we're going to learn today is, and he will direct thy paths. So I think we could try and put it all together after three. What do you think?
Yes!
Let's give it a go. Okay.
Let's go. Okay. One, two, three.
The Bible says in Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 and 6, trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths.
Excellent, guys. Right, let's take away some words.
Okay.
We can do this.
I'm nervous.
Okay, one, two, three.
The Bible says in Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 and 6, trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths.
OK, guess what we've got to do now? We've got to take all the words away now. I think we can do it. We've been amazing all week.
I don't know if we can.
I think we can do it now. What do you think?
Yes, let's go for it.
After three. Okay. Three.
The Bible says in Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 and 6, trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths.
That was excellent, Islanders. You are so amazing. Tomorrow, we will try and say it again. But remember, whenever you're at home, you should make sure you're practicing. And even if you can get someone to record you saying it at home, send it in. And remember, we could feature on Mystery Island, the extra shows later tonight.
Yes. Now, Islanders, we must go over to Deep Sea Crafts and see what Rhonda's doing today.
Woo-hoo! Let's go.
Hello Islanders, welcome back to Deep Sea Crafts. Everyone has been so busy this week, haven't they, at Mystery Island? Matthew and Sarah are so good at following the clues on their treasure map, aren't they? Today they found a heart, and that reminds us that God is love. Our craft today also reminds me of God's great love for us. It's a cross. And because God loved us so much, he sent his son, the Lord Jesus Christ, to die for us on the cross at Calvary. And that is something that we have learned about in all of our lighthouse lessons this week. So let's find our Islanders pack again. And inside, you need to find your little bag for Thursday. Inside the bag, you will find there is a little plastic cross, which has already been cut out for you. There's a piece of string. And there are lots of little pieces of coloured tissue paper. So before I started mine, I have set all mine little pieces of tissue paper into piles of the same colour to help me with this craft. So what we're going to do is scrumple up the tissue paper to decorate the cross. Now if you want, you can just make them into little tiny balls and stick them on all over your cross if that's easier for you to do. Or if you want to follow along with me, I am going to put mine in a little diagonal pattern, and I'll show you how to do that. So the first thing we need to do is take our cross and some glue, and the best way to do this is to put glue on the little section that you're working on. So I'm going to put glue all over the top part of the cross. Then choose your first colour. I think I'll have some yellow first of all, and you need to scrumple that along so you have a little line of scrumpled up paper. And put it diagonally across, like this. And I have left the corner free for now. Don't worry if it's sticking out over the edges, because we can trim all that off at the end. Then choose the next colour. Scrumple it up. And stick it on nice and close to the first piece of tissue paper. Then let's go back to do the corner. So because the corner's smaller, you might need a smaller piece of tissue paper. So we're going to just tear it to make it a little bit smaller and scrumple it up and stick it in the corner. And you keep going until you have covered all of your cross like this one. Now you can see that for some of the parts I had to use two pieces of tissue paper for these longer diagonals, but you have lots of tissue paper in your pack that you can use. Now we need to trim around the edges of it. So if you turn it round to the back so that you can see the black lines, it will be easier. And you just use your scissors to trim off all these little pieces that are sticking off. So we'll get those all cut off. And then there's only one last thing to do. And that's to take our piece of string, and you'll need some sticky tape to stick this onto the back of your cross. So we set it down so there's a little lip up above the top of the cross, and then just put on our piece of sticky tape. And there's our little cross. So that's our craft finished for today. And do you remember when you see your cross that you have made that God loves you and that he sent his son to die for you? So remember to send us in some pictures of your cross craft to our email address at hbc@ballybaptist.org. Or if you have some pictures of your Animal Pal colouring in sheets, we would love to see those as well. And remember, if you don't have an Islander pack, if you go onto our Facebook page, there are some other activities there that you can print out to send in instead. I think Captain Crispy would really like one of these crosses today, so I'm off to find him to give him one, and I'll see you again tomorrow. Bye!
Wow, what another amazing craft from Rhonda today. Isn't it amazing, boys and girls? And if you've made any of these at home, remember, take a photograph, send them in, and we can feature them on Mystery Island The Extra Show later tonight.
Captain Crispy, what happened?
Captain Crispy, you stood on Jam the Immortal Jellyfish. I hope you didn't kill him.
Oh, Jam, little guy, are you okay?
Yeah, never worry about Jam over my foot. Oh, but guess what? I've got a joke. I'll try and get through it here.
Another one of his jokes.
Oh, I love
here
the
we
jokes.
Go. Okay, okay. Where's it fun to poke a jellyfish?
I don't know, Captain Crispy. Where's it fun to poke a jellyfish?
It's Jelly Button.
I love that too.
Oh, Jam, that's not the funny. Immortal jellyfish. That's not I funny. Hope that you're okay.
I have a question.
Oh, a question? Yes, Sarah. What's your question?
Why is he called Jam the Immortal Jellyfish?
Ah, well, that's a good question. Immortal means to live forever. And that reminds us a bit of today's lesson. Anybody that puts their trust in Jesus to forgive their sins will live forever in heaven.
That is so amazing. Who wouldn't want that?
Yeah, and I hope there isn't one single Islander here today that hasn't put their trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. And if they do, they should do it today.
That's what we are praying about every day, Captain Crispy, that maybe somebody listening at home will put their trust in Jesus today.
That would be amazing. But I'm going to have to go. My foot is really sore. So I'll see you guys later, all right?
Oh, Captain Crispy.
You feel better?
Okay, we'll come in a minute, Captain Crispy. But just before we go, don't forget, if you've been learning your verse, or you've been making your craft, or maybe you've been joining in the singing, you send in a little video, or if you have any questions that you want to ask, you can send them in, and maybe they'll feature on Mystery Island The Extra Show later tonight. I think that's all. We better go and see if
and
he's okay.
Check on him.
Okay. Bye!
Bye.